Bill Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, hold on. Jay Santos is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, what happened?
Phil, we had been doing a... I'll tell you right now, I'm very angry about it. There is a play that's currently running in the Los Angeles area called Vagina Monologues. Citizens Auxiliary Police set up outside the theater to have women put on a burqa to be alone with their thoughts about seeing this play.
Now, you were outside the Vagina Monologues, which are appearing in Los Angeles right now, putting burqas on women. Why?
Because, as I explained to the person who answered your phone, we wanted women to think about it. Just think about what it meant to go to the Vagina Monologues.
Do you not approve of it?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Hold on.
You sound a little out of breath.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Phil, I'm very angry, and I am very angry about what happened to me and to one of my sub-commanders today. We were assaulted by a woman who we had asked to wear the burqa.
Why are you asking? You're asking women to put burqas on so they'll be alone with their thoughts for a minute?
That is correct. For 1 minute, put on the burqa and think about what you've just done, which is go see a play called Vagina Monologues.
Okay, you sound really out of breath.
I'm fine. Hold on. Just don't touch me. I'm really, really angry.
What happened?
We approached the women, asked them to put the burqa on. She refused. I instructed Sub-Commander Jillian to zip-tie her hands to get ready to do a burqa drop, in which case we put the burqa on the woman, and we do for 1 minute, and only 1 minute, ask her to stand there and think about what she's just done, which is to see the Vagina Monologue.
Why do you want them to think about it?
Why do we want them to think about it? Because...
Well, Jay, I'm not the enemy, man. Don't yell at me, okay?
Well, Phil, I've just been assaulted by a woman.
I'm not the enemy.
There's blood in my eye. We want women to think about what they've just done to go in to see the Vagina Monologues, which is something that Citizens Auxiliary Police believes can be divisive to the family. It focuses on female genitalia.
All right, I've seen the Vagina Monologues, okay?
Then you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir, I do, and I got to tell you, I'll reserve my comments.
You reserve your comments. We dropped the burqa over the woman's, I tried to drop the burqa over her head. That's when she struck me across my face with what I think was either a heavy leather or a leather and metal belt. I haven't determined. I hit the ground, and the women took off my foot. And we have officers looking for them right now.
All right, Jay, you're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is not an official police agency.
We have a constitutional right to citizens' arrest, and we are a volunteer police agency to help the police department in crowd control and investigation of crime.
Well, what has that got to do with women going to see the Vagina Monologues?
Now, the Vagina Monologues is a play. Vagina Monologues is a play that, is, in our estimation, in our opinion, is divisive of the family. It is crude. It uses a word that shouldn't be used in public. And it's saying. And I am just trying to keep decency in the minds of American women.
You sound distraught.
I'm very distraught.
You need to contact the Beverly Hills Police.
I will not contact you in police. What we're going to do now is we are going to send our officers out into the general Los Angeles area, and we will do burqa drops everywhere and on any place where women are talking about the vagina, refer to vagina, or where there is a large gathering of vagina. Coffee beans, Starbucks, the whole now thing, all that.
And tell me very calmly what you have against the Vagina Monologues.
First of all, Phil, that word does not roll off my tongue as easily as it does yours. I refuse to use that word. I understand that we're broadcasting on your program, and I will not use the word. Secondly...
Well, you've used the word vagina.
I'm using the word gina. I'm not using that other word. I'm using the word gina.
All right, you're saying gina. What have you got against the Vagina Monologues?
To answer your question, I am not telling them that they can't see it. I am just asking them to wear the burqa and think about talking out in the open about their vagina. I thought talking out in the open about the vagina is offensive, and I'm offended.
You know, police are supposed to be politically unbiased.
Bill, I am politically unbiased. I'm trying to save lives. And a woman comes out of the Vagina Monologues and feels she can just throw her weight around because she has some knowledge about her vagina. And next thing you know, a man lies in the street in a pool of blood. I've seen it happen. All kinds of vagina.
You're in the substation right now?
I'm all right. What's that, Phil?
Are you in your substation right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary, please put him on a hold for just a minute, will you, please? Jay Sanis is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They were asking women who were coming out of the Vagina Monologues to put burkas on so they could stand there and think about what they had just done, as if it was a crime. One woman refused, and the burqa, of course, is a symbol of oppression. Why would a woman want to put that on? A couple of women refused, and apparently he insisted. They tried to one of the sub-commanders in the Citizens Auxiliary Police tried to zip-tie the hands of this woman to get the burqa on her, and she struck Jay Sanis with a heavy leather, or leather and metal belt, as he puts it. And you can hear he's angry. Now they're going to do burqa drops. Bring him back on. Jay, are you saying you're going to do burqa drops around the area?
Around the Los Angeles area, that's correct. And
this is anywhere there are women?
No, sir, not anywhere there are women. Anywhere where there are women who insist about talking out in the open about vagina, about a part of a woman's body that is very private. It is not supposed to be talked about. Vagina monologues fuels women to think they should be free to they can fill the air with their vagina ideas, and we think it's wrong. It's wrong.
All right, filling the air with vagina ideas is basically talking about the play that they just saw. Is that it?
Phil, we are saying they can watch the play.
But you're putting a burqa on them. You're asking them to wear a burqa. A burqa is the symbol of oppression of Afghanistan women.
The burqa is a symbol of the oppression of Afghanistan women. And what we're asking for women to do is wear the burqa because it will remind them of the free society they live in. Not to abuse the free exchange of ideas. A burqa can isolate a woman into thinking about things that maybe she's never thought about before. And one of those things she can think about, what does she want to talk out and open about her vagina?
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Jay Sanis is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't know if anybody has seen the play The Vagina Monologues.
You know, Phil, I got to jump in. The word vagina to me is very offensive.
You have to speak up, okay?
I'm sorry. The word vagina is very offensive to me. That's why we do not use it, and I will not use it on your program. To me, that is a place that is a private place. I was 16 years old. My mother showed me her vagina and asked me what I thought about it. I said, Mother, that is disgusting. And I knew then what I thought of vagina. It's used for procreation. That's it.
Your mother what?
When I was 16 years old, my mother showed me a vagina. And I said at that time I was disgusted by it.
When you were 16 years old, your mother showed you that part of her body?
That is correct, yes.
Well, Jay, you were abused and you don't even know it.
Don't talk that way about my mother! What I am saying...
Don't start coming unglued on me, man. It sounds to me like you were abused.
My mother asked my opinion of the vagina. And I did it. And that's what we're saying in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, with women walking out of the vagina monologues, they've got every right in the world to go there, and they don't have to stop and put a burqa on, okay? Can't you make it a bag or anything?
The burqa, a burqa is something that reminds women of the oppression they've been through, and also reminds women of the
sorry,
they've got. Of what we're talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 from a substation of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Jay Sanis, who has been assaulted and is on the air with us not hours after it happened by a couple of women. He was putting burqas on women who were walking out of the vagina monologues so that they could think about what they'd just done, asking them to stand there for a minute wearing a burqa. Then he'd take the burqa off, and at one report there was a line of about 10 or 20 women waiting to go under the burqa. Under the enforcement of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't think it's constitutional. He says that it's okay as long as he lets them move on. And I guess a couple of women who objected to this slugged him with an object and dropped him to the street. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Wow.
1-800-449-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
All right, we're with Jay Sanderson, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, as he's talking about a play that's been running in Los Angeles and some other cities for a long time called the Vagina Monologues. And the Vagina Monologues basically feature three actresses who talk about that part of a woman's anatomy in a humorous social or political context. It features three actresses of prominence. I actually saw it over at the Canaan Theater in Beverly Hills with, I forget who the actresses were. I think a couple of them. Carol Kane was one, and Felicia Rashad was another. So that's what that play is about, and these are just three actresses doing these monologues, doing these soliloquies of these pieces, and they alternate their parts. Jay is out there on the streets in Beverly Hills dropping burkas down over women and having them think about this. First of all, why do you use a burqa?
Well, we use the burqa because it is a symbol of repression, and we want to remind women of what the women in Afghanistan have gone through. And I will tell you this right now. I don't think there's any women in Afghanistan running around talking about their vaginas, talking about their private area, even after the...
Well, the Taliban wouldn't let them.
No, but even after the Taliban had left. If I can be finished, if I can be allowed to finish my thought.
Well, all right, but I mean, all right, so the Taliban have left. Don't you think that somebody, if they wanted them out to play about the vagina monologues in Afghanistan, they do it?
Oh, yeah, right, sure. Sure. So, are you telling me that the vagina monologues are going to be in Afghanistan?
No, I am not. I'm saying that they've created a political climate in that country where they can have that kind of talk.
Well, let me tell you something right now. That is a part of a woman's body that is sacred. That is a part of a woman's body that is private. That is a part of a woman's body where life has started. And to go on stage and talk about vagina in a manner that is assaultive and is offensive, I think, to anybody.
Putting a burqa on a woman is assaultive and offensive.
We don't make them, we just ask them put it on for a minute and to stand there and contemplate. Then we take it off and they can move on. Why do people see this as entertainment? You don't see anybody talking about any other body part, but they'll get up on stage and talk about the vagina.
You know, you sound really stupid when you only say gina, okay? Why not just say vagina monologues, all right?
I will not use the word of the private part.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Richard, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Mr. Santos. Do you get any education before you by the police or anyone before you go out and do this patrol?
We do. We have regular training exercises, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Do they ever train you with regard to what assault
well, what
is?
What is your point?
My point is, if someone was trying to tie a woman's hands because she wouldn't put a burqa on, that by definition in all 50 states is assault.
No, that's detaining an individual under the provision of citizen's arrest in the Constitution of the United States.
What are you arresting them for?
But they must have potentially broken a law to detain them.
Okay, and we believe that going to see the Gina Monologue is an offensive, divisive act that threatens America family.
May I ask what state you're from?
I'm from the state of California.
In the state of California, is it an illegal
offense?
Richard,
you got a lot of questions. Do you have a comment so we can move on here? Because really what we're talking about is this guy standing on a street corner, zip-tying women's hands so they'll put a burqa on.
That's it. Only if they resist. And
well, one woman resisted, and she hit you with a belt.
Exactly. She attempted to defend herself, which is legal.
Well, so in other words, you want your woman to go see a play where they talk about vagina.
Well, I'd rather see a play where they talk about vagina than genocide or child abuse.
Do you even know what it is I'm talking about?
I do. You are obviously sexually abused.
No, do you know the play that I'm talking about?
Yes, I've seen it, and I did not find it offensive.
Where did you see it?
I saw it in New York City.
And you didn't find it offensive?
Absolutely not.
And I didn't say China, I said China.
Oh, I know, you keep saying some kind of word like you're abused and you can't say the real word.
I don't want to say the real world because I think it's offensive and it's a private thing.
Well, you know...
All right, okay. 1-800, thank you very much, Richard. We appreciate your comment. 1-800-449-8686. You were abused as a kid, and you don't want to...
Why do you say I'm abused?
You're going to have to calm down, okay?
Why do you say I'm abused?
Because your mother said, hey, what do you think of this? She showed it to you.
She wanted to get my opinion about a vagina.
She wanted to get your opinion about it, huh? She just one fine day got out of the shower and said, why don't I get my 16-year-old son's opinion about this?
That is right, and I think for you to try to change the subject, Mr. Henry, away from where it belongs...
No, I'm not changing it away from where it belongs. It belongs right where it is. The fact that...
She had just had a... She had apparently had a fresh wax. I don't know what it was, okay? But she was a woman who was just trying to get a cross-section of opinion.
About her vagina. Is that it? Why didn't she go out on the street and ask some guys?
Well, now you call my mother a whore.
Now, no, I did not.
As a matter of fact, she did. And the fact...
Okay, look. You know, the guy said it. You were sexually abused, and you can't say the word, and you don't want to be talking about the vagina monologues, and you're dropping burkas over women's heads, and you can't do that, okay? And you got what you deserve.
Well, I can tell you this much, Chris. You say that I got what I deserve.
Yes, you got what you deserve. You got a woman who belted you with a very heavy leather and metal belt, okay?
Well, I can certainly tell you this, sir, that I will file a lawsuit for wrongful assault, and...
Well, this woman is going to file a lawsuit against you for wrongful assault. She's going to file a lawsuit against you for zip-tying her hands because she was watching vagina monologues.
I think you're really mean.
Yeah, that's me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry.